From resplendent quetzals to jaguars, from scarlet macaws to poison dart frogs, from bullet ants to poisonous snakes and spiders, from a deep love for Mother Nature to experiencing all that is magical here in Costa Rica, the blue morpho butterfly is one amazing creature. And now let's learn a little. Butterflies, sloths, and toucans, oh my. Every day you have to make a decision here in Costa Rica. Do you go to the jungle and get lost in nature and search out spider monkeys, sloths, and toucans? Or do you stay in town and maybe see a blue morpho? The great thing about butterflies is that they can really be found almost anywhere, even in the city. You don't need to hike deep into the rainforest to find them. A central park in a small town, perhaps, can be just the place to see hundreds of them, and it will change your life for the better. There are about 1,300 species of butterflies and at least 8,600 species of moss in Costa Rica. Butterflies and moss are common year-round, but are more present during the rainy season. 10% of all known butterfly species worldwide can be found here in Costa Rica. Considered one of the most beautiful and impressive butterflies in the world, the blue morpho is also the biggest butterfly in Costa Rica. It has a wingspan of anywhere from 5 to 8 inches, found throughout Costa Rica and on both coasts. They are most often seen along edges of forest, fields, rivers, or near the ocean. They are easily spotted by their large, beautiful, bright blue wings that reflect light as they flitter around. Offering an amazing, amazing show, the morpho can confuse predators with its erratic flight paths when it feels threatened. This makes really bad news for all of the predators. The male looks for food early in the morning, while females are more active at night and in the afternoon. The peak hours of activity may be earlier or later depending on the species. As an adult butterfly, the morpho favors the juices of rotting fruit and fungal growths for food. For protection, the morpho feeds with its wings closed as the large dark ocelli on the wing's underside blends in with the forest and resembles large eyes that appear to be an animal rather than an insect. Nature is wonderful when protecting its children. If all this interests you, be sure to search online for the dozens of butterfly sanctuaries here in Costa Rica. There's nothing like entering a huge tent full of thousands of butterflies in all stages of development, from egg stage to cocoon to the in-between stage, and then totally spread wings. Who knows, if you're lucky, a blue morpho may land on your nose. It tickles a little, but it makes for a great photo. Pura vida, and thanks for listening.